You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney and Brandon Glore.
I have one word for everybody. Nutrition. You know, nutrition is vital, and I want to get right into this right away because Brandon has a wealth of information. So welcome to the Obesity Revolution. I am Sean Mulroney.
And I'm Brandon Glore.
Brandon, nutrition, nutrition, nutrition.
Yes.
Why is nutrition so important? Why is it vital, especially, you know, during times of downtimes and, you know, people don't get it, but nutrition, is it really as important as people say it is, or as you say it is?
It is absolutely everything, guys. The food that enters our body really can either help us or hurt us. You know, certain foods raise inflammation. Certain foods help drop inflammation. Certain foods raise anxiety and are increase for, you know, all kinds of other issues like heart disease and blood pressure and cholesterol and blood sugar levels. Food factors all that. So food can really be a helping factor to getting us to where we want to be, or it can be a hurting factor, because as we know, there's a lot of things out there that are absolutely terrible for us. So, you know, we've got to make the decision, because that whole thing, you know, you can outwork a bad diet, doesn't happen. I promise you, you can sit there and do a lot more damage in one sitting of eating than you can. And if you work out three times a day,
well, the workout, you know, is just, that's just, you know, one part of it where, but you can't do that and say, okay, I'm going to do whatever and eat whatever the heck I want and expect to, you know, you go work out and you can't work that off, is what you're saying. So like people that, you know, I've seen people that do work out, you know, they do that, but they eat, you know, horribly, you know, sugar, you know, high in carbs and, you know, all that. But, you know, one thing, Brandon, you know, what I'm very, very, you know, you say how important nutrition is. You know what I'm very thankful for? You know, back in the day, whenever I first started with you, you know, I sort of, for the rainy day, sort of, you know, put away some Twinkies and stuff, you know, and they were, you know, they have a shelf life of, you know, forever. So I'm sort of glad during this downtime that them Twinkies, you know, are still, you know, good, especially, you know, not having this shelf life. So is that what you're talking about, sort of?
Oh, yeah. Keep holding on to them. They'll be good for another 10 years. So don't break into them yet.
But if I had a Twinkie in my hand, you'd slap it out, wouldn't you?
I'd be on my way over.
In isolation or not, quarantine or not, man. So, so think about it. Now that the people, you know, are having sort of a rough time, Brandon, you know, it's, you know, hard to even like afford or get out or whatever, but people don't understand. It's like, okay, well, what do I eat? How do I, know what to do and how I can sort of keep it simple, if you will. What's the best way to do that?
So first off, I know we're all in different times right now in different situations. I don't expect, I'm getting ready to have this talk with a handful of my clients and members. I don't expect everybody to be eating perfect and flawless, but I also don't expect this to be an excuse to sit there and go off the rails and eat whatever you want.
Right.
Whenever you want either. We may not have exactly what we need at our fingertips, just because again, times are a little bit different, but we can make better choices than worse, you know? So that's what we've got to focus in on, doing what we can with what we have, to make sure, you know, all of a sudden we're not, after this month or 2 months of being quarantined, we're not trying to kick off another 40 pounds that we put back on. You know, we can't have that happen.
Well, you've had me on, I'm on about 31% of my daily meals, or 31% is carbs. And so what you told me in the beginning, whenever all
I think we're around 5%.
No, 5%, but 31 grams. I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. I was
sort of trying to sneak it in, Brandon, but I didn't. Couldn't get a fast one on you. But 30, 31 grams of carbs, that right? Yep. Not 31%. Man, that would be that's yummy. 31 grams. Man.
Right. And people listen, not saying that that's the route you should go. That's just what we have Sean doing, a lower carb ketogenic based kind of style diet right now, you know. So we have him at 31 carbs or less.
But you also said too in the beginning of this, say just focus on keeping your carbs as low as possible.
Correct.
You know, because I know things come up, and like I said, I haven't, you know, I had some ice cream, but I've been doing really well trying to keep my mind in that game and mm-hmm. knowing that whenever I come out of this, I want to come out on top. I don't want to come out too low. And it's very, 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 very vital. But, you know, Brandon, before we get into this, which is going to be good, I want to hear this. You know, I love getting 5-star reviews, and we got another 5-star review that I want to get into right now. So here it is.
Another 5-star review from Tim Case. Hey, Sean, listening to your podcast while working from home under COVID lockdown. Really want to say thanks for the inspirational, motivational, honest, and emotional content of the episodes.
Thank you so much for the great 5-star review. We appreciate you all listening to us, and not only listening to us, but giving us a great review. And you can go to theobesityrevolution.com to listen to all the episodes on your favorite streaming platform. And also, you can leave a review for us. So thanks for the love. Thanks for everything you do for us. Thanks for promoting this. And please, if this has helped you, share, because, you know, sharing is caring. And anyways, it's so great. Nutrition, Brandon, what is a daily thing somebody right now that, you know, can't maybe afford, you know, especially people that are on a fixed income, you know, and especially during this time can't get out, you know, they're already having a hard time. What is something that they could do, a daily regimen that maybe is simple and like opposed to something that's bad or something that's good? What's a good comparison for all this?
Man, the thing I would like to zone in and focus in on is one, you're not going to maybe get to eat the exact meals that you would typically, which gets a little tough because when we get knocked off track, we want to go full-fledged off mm-hmm. track. What I like doing is plan that morning or the night before what you're going to eat based off what you have in the house, and then don't budge from the plan. So when you're sitting there like, okay, I need to, you know, whether you're tracking your food or not, you know, sit there and be like, okay, I'm going to eat my first meal. So I'm going to be at the house all day. I'm going to eat at 9 a.m. I'm going to sit down. This is what I'm going to eat. This is the portions I'm going to eat. I may have a small snack of this at 11. I'll have this specific lunch at 1, and then I'll have dinner at 6 o'clock, and then I'm not eating after dinner. Plan it out. And then stick to that plan. That way, one, you're not grazing and snacking the whole day. You're not eating from sun up to sundown. And because a lot of times, especially if we're making poor decisions, you know, with especially high sugar foods really keep you to continue to keep craving high sugar foods. So even though you're full and you don't need food, you want to continue just to eat. So if we can avoid that, that's definitely a success or a win for that day if we stick to the plan.
Yes. And then speaking to that, Brandon, you know, the food that we say is like making choices. Okay. So if you have like a bag of chips, you know, the replacement, you know, factor, you know, and some people say, well, you know, I need to stay away from this. And, you know, do I eat this or do I not eat this?
Here's what I see happen. So let's take Sean, for instance. As you all know, Sean needs to stay around 31 grams of carbohydrates for now, or less is what we're shooting for. Well, Sean may not have all the proper proteins and fats at hand right now that he needs to eat instead of the carbohydrates. So maybe he's looking at, he may sit there and have to have an apple or a banana, which is something we typically, or as of right now, wouldn't have Sean eat because that's going to be about his daily allowance of carbohydrates. Well, Sean could have the mindset, and it's been easy. I've done it myself. We're like, well, I'm going to have that banana because that's all I have. Well, maybe I'll just go ahead and eat that, you know, a big handful of Doritos in place of that banana. Mm. No, we don't need nutrient lacking food. We need nutrient dense food. So if we can get a banana or an apple in place of those Doritos or Twinkies or something like that, that's definitely a better decision. And we typically know that. So make the better decision. And again, don't just jump off the rails.
What about, you know, people say, well, I can't afford to eat healthy and proper nutrition. Let's speak to that, Brandon.
Yeah, that's a tough one, but you also can't afford not to. You've got to sit down and whether you've got to budget it and sit there and see what you can cut out and what you can add. The first thing you can drop, which drops money and expenses in the first place, is don't drink any calorie drinks. Drink zero soda, drink zero juice, zero diet soda. And then before you know it, the $30 you were spending in soft drinks and beverages throughout the week that you were constantly drinking, you're not drinking anymore. So then we're already saving some money. We're already staying hydrated. We're already being healthier. You don't have to go out and buy, you know, a grass-fed, you know, ribeye with perfectly organic spinach or broccoli or anything like that. Frozen vegetables from Walmart are still good quality food to be taking in over the top of, again, Doritos and Twinkies and all that junk.
Brandon, people say, well, I can't afford this, you know, type thing. Even, you know, people have said that I want to, you know, I'd like to do the, you know, the program, but it's $19.99 a month. Well, that's 63 cents a day. And people always, you know, say they can't afford it, but you know, I felt, you know, giving up, you know, something or fast food or, you know, something like you said about, you know, pop or, you know, the high caloric drink. Somebody has something, you know, in their fridge that costs them. And it's all about sort of, you know, replacing it and finding out that you can afford it. And I think that, you know, pretty much anybody can afford, you know, to eat, you know, healthy or healthier and get rid of all the, you know, it is easier to get the processed foods, which is a shame. But I mean, nutrition, you know, I have to have the proper nutrition. You know, it keeps my mind in the game and it always makes me to understand that, you know, what I'm putting in putting in my body. But you said something too. You know, it's either, you know, keeping the doctor away. You know, they even say, you know, an apple a day keeps a doctor away and all these different things and cliches that are out there. But if I don't have that in somebody that's not accountable, you know, how do they start? I mean, that's the other thing. You can't, you know, teach people to eat right. You can teach them to eat right, but you can't do it for them. So how, what's something that, you know, sort of, does it have to kick in for them or can, you know, is there any way to give somebody like a here, do this? And it's sort of just they start doing it.
As always, and we've discussed it multiple times on the show for everybody, you've got to make the decision that you want to move forward with it. And it's going to be tough and it's going to be difficult at times, especially when you're first starting off, because you may have a good day, two, maybe three, and then that fourth day comes creeping in and then you kind of want to drop back and binge a little bit or eat something you shouldn't have that led to eating more later on that day than you wanted to. So again, I'm big on just focus on planning and portion control first, especially when it comes down to it. You know, if you are, maybe your plan for lunch is a, you know, cold cut sandwich on white bread with, you know, again, Doritos. Well, if that's the case, portion it out and don't eat over the portion, because we all know it's easy to have that sandwich. It's easy to have that side of chips. And then we go back and we grab more chips. One of those chips are designed to make you wanting more and eating more. So it's very easy to do that, but then try not to. So just make that the first step you do. Try to control those portions a little bit. And again, stick with the plan that you created. You know, these times are different. They change. Like, so for instance, myself and, I was sitting there and I weigh myself every single day. Am I concerned about losing weight? No, not at all. But I look at the scale to see how different food affects me. Different food fluctuates my weight. So if I, for instance, eat something higher in sugar or higher in inflammation, like for instance, people don't realize like some like peppers and stuff like that really flare me up. I will naturally be about a pound or two heavier if I have foods that are higher inflammation or eat something. So that's a factor for me to look at and recalibrate every morning. Like, man, I'm about 2 pounds heavier than I was yesterday. What did I eat yesterday that caused me to retain a little bit more water, caused me to, you know, because I'll see my hands are a little bit swollen or stuff like that. So it causes me to recalibrate. Well, for about 6-7 days straight, I was staying anywhere between 2 to about 4 pounds heavier than I should have been. My workouts have been good. I'm like, what in the world is going on? Mm-hmm. I'm recalibrating, looking at my food, the food I was eating and planning for, is stuff I typically eat all the time. Well, I'm naturally around 32 to 3300 calories a day on a ketogenic kind of style eating is where I'm at. I also take 30,000 plus steps a day when I'm working. Well, I'm not with clients. I'm not with boot camps. So my steps have probably dropped down to about 10 to 12,000. Well, that's a significant difference of calorie burn that I'm having. So I'm like, oh, that's why I'm staying a little bit heavier the past 7-8 days. I have an additional 500 to 700 calories that I'm overeating and that I really don't need. I got conditioned to eating a certain way when I was moving much more. So all I did was just drop it back a little bit. I'm not hungry. I'm eating the right foods for what I'm burning, and I'm right back to where I should have been. So using little tasks like that to help calibrate where we're at is something you can go towards as well. Whether you think, you know, if the scale depicts your mood, don't get on it. But again, mm-hmm. you know, right. I have some people that weigh once a month, some weigh once a week, some weigh every single day. Find that little system that works for you and keeps you accountable.
Brandon, that's good stuff. You know, you said about planning in portions, okay? And, you know, we're coming down to the close, but what's somebody that doesn't know how to plan? What's some steps that they can take? Because I want to talk about the plan and the portion. What's some steps that somebody can take that has never planned their meals? Yeah. What's a sort of like a some kind of hack that they can do from you as a trainer? So
here's what I would focus in on. I would start with what I call an eating frame. Now, you know, there's a term out there called intermittent fasting and stuff like that. This is kind of a concept of that. But what I like to start getting disciplined with is like, okay, I'm going to eat at 9 a.m. in the morning is when I'm going to have my first meal. And then my dinner is supposed to be around 6 or whatever. So that'll take me to about 6:30. I'm not going to eat after 6:30. So I give myself an eating window. So clients, when I first start off, because you can, I don't want people eating all day long. So I give them a 10-hour eating window. I actually had a lady who was like setting a timer on her stove for 10 hours. Mm-hmm. So when she woke up, whether it be 9 o'clock or 11 o'clock, whatever it may be, she'd eat. When she started that timer, it maybe was at 9:30. Then she had 10 hours to sit there and eat throughout that day. And once that timer went off, she couldn't eat again. So we're scheduling out a window to start eating. Once you do that for a little bit, then we can start breaking out. It's like, okay, out of that 10 hours, I'm only going to sit down and eat 3 meals. No snacking in between, 3 square meals. That way you can start structuring stuff a little bit more. You can stick with the plan. You can get some momentum. And then you can start tweaking the foods. And before you know it, after we're kind of out of this situation, you're getting into a routine and a rhythm. And then we start getting better, healthier, wholer foods in there. And we really start moving forward.
Man, that's great, Brandon. That's rich stuff right there as far as planning and that plan that you called it a plan, a frame is what you said, sort of to give you that
eating frame. Yep. Eating frame.
So where you know, 9 o'clock, and then if you have an eating window and then you're planning that's good stuff. I mean, I like that. And that's something that you instilled in me about making sure that I do that. I get up and eat that at a specific time. And then of course you don't eat after, you know, 6:30. Speaking to that, what time, you know, there's all kinds of different things. What time should somebody not eat after? What's the best thing? How does that work?
So there is, everybody's different. There's no set routine. Tell everybody, you'll hear people, don't ever eat past 6 o'clock. If you don't ever eat past 6 o'clock, you'll be fine. Well, what happens for somebody that works till 3 o'clock in the morning? It doesn't make in any sense, or didn't go till bed until, you know, 1 o'clock or whatever it is. Eating before bed is not a big deal as long as we're eating the proper foods. Now, yeah, having a milkshake and donuts before you go to bed and then going to sleep on a high sugar meal is not going to be best. But if you're staying within your regimen, your calories, your food restrictions that you're giving yourself, I like to give myself an hour or two before I go to bed to eat. So if I go to bed at midnight, then I'll wrap up around 10 o'clock, maybe. I like to give myself a little bit of time to digest because I'll sleep a little bit better if I'm not digesting while I'm sleeping. So again, just kind of play around with it. See what works best for you. See what you can stick with. If you know, people will get extreme. They'll be like, okay, I'm only going to have a 6-hour eating window. I'm going to eat from noon to six. Well, then because they haven't had the proper food in that time frame because it couldn't happen, 9 o'clock rolls through, you're going to go to bed at midnight and you've got 3 hours and you're so hungry you can barely stand it. Right. Well, then, you know, eat a little something of quality and then, you know, start the day back over with a new window if that 6-hour window didn't work for you. You know, stuff like that. Play around
good,
with it.
Good, good. Yeah, see what works for you. And what about, and lastly, portion. You know, portion control is a very, especially with people that struggle with obesity, is that portions, you know, sometimes fly out the window. So speak to that before we wrap up.
To keep it simple with that, again, because we can get really complex and complicated with that, somebody who's just trying to watch the amount they eat, make sure it's on one plate. Don't do a second plate. You know, have a typical dinner plate. If it fits on that, eat it. Don't pile it, you know. Stuff it full of bunches of junk that you shouldn't eat. Vegetables, proteins, you know, healthy carbohydrates like sweet potatoes and stuff like that. Try to stay away from the fried foods and, you know, stuff like that. But other than that, stay away from the sugary drinks. Don't drink any sugar with any of it. Right. That's always a big one that sneaks in there. But just try to, if you're going to eat three meals, try to keep it to three plates of quality food.
Wow, that's good. And then at the same time, it's just my first thing I tried doing was I just cut things in half. So, you know what I mean? You're eating, you know, two sandwiches. Well, just eat one. You know what I'm saying? If, you know, and that's what I did whenever, you know, back, you know, wow, I didn't know any better. And I had to make sure that I was getting this down and if you cut your calories in half, especially if you're eating high calories anyways and bad things, and then, you know, do what Brandon says, alternate. Instead of having a bag of chips, grab an apple. You know, instead of having, mm-hmm. you know, something that's sugary, you know, do something that, you know, isn't. You know, go to water. Water, a lot of times, you know, hunger pains are just, you know, thirst pains, I find out. And, you know, the list goes on. But, you know, Brandon, nutrition, the mindset, of course, you know, if you don't have the mindset, you're not going to get your nutrition in check. But nutrition is vital. And what Brandon said is that if you put bad foods into you, you know, it's either going to, you know, hurt you or it's going to heal you. And foods have that quality. If you put in what you put in, you get out. And it is expensive. But Brandon, man, it's final word. What's your final word to everybody out there that's like, hey, I'm working on my plan. I'm working on my portions. What's your final word?
Keep working. Keep making the best decisions that you can, and keep building up and use this as an opportunity now to learn. You know, again, if you guys want to kind of do something similar to what I did, where you sit there and weigh yourself once a day, if you see you ate perfect and you're up 2 pounds heavy, well, then something you ate inflamed you a little bit, or you're holding water retention for some reason. You know, try to find little factors in the day that you can sit there and assess the process that you're going through.
Well, on behalf of the Obesity Revolution, I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy.
I'm Brandon Glore. Stay healthy.
And until next time, we love you and we got this.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.